Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So obviously we talked to Goff earlier today and didn't have a chance to ask him about the big news of the day, which is Aiden Hutchinson's new contract, because it broke after our interview, but 4 years for Hutch and $180 million. That is slightly less per day than Micah Parsons makes, which is interesting and certainly seems like a pretty decent deal if you are the Detroit Lions. But look, I was surprised. We read a bunch of ticket texts that first came in where people were not exactly thrilled. I was a little surprised by that, and it could be for a variety of reasons. I don't mind dissenting opinions, but I guess if you don't like this contract, my question is, what would you do? Because we have spent the better part of over the last year talking about adding another elite edge rusher with the listeners. That might be the number one topic that got called about in the last year and change. You got to get another elite edge rusher. And we've debated whether or not that's a realistic way to build a team. And now they sign the one they have to lock him up for 4 years after his contract, his first contract runs out after next year. So they have him for the next 5 years through his age 30 year. And some people don't like it. And I'm like, are you planning on building a team with no elite edge rushers? Are you trying to win that way? And if people say, well, Micah Parsons is better, okay, how do you get Micah Parsons off of Green Bay? Or if you like Max Crosby better, how do you get Max Crosby from the Raiders? Like those players, Myles Garrett, which by the way, Hutch is younger than all these guys. But
I think that, I expressed my opinion earlier. I think people that are unhappy with this, a lot of them are probably just Spartan fans that don't want to root for a Michigan guy. I think others, and maybe this is the bigger group of people, is that they don't want to pay somebody until they have to. And why not let this year or next year play out and then pay them when you have to? But well, there's a risk involved.
Yeah, there is a risk involved with that. But here's the other thing. I feel like that's what previous Lion regimes would have done, and that's why the Lions weren't a team that players wanted to stay with. 248-539-9797. Because it's not unusual to lock up a guy, a really good player, before their first contract expires.
If you don't like this contract with Hutch, you just don't like Hutch as a player. There's no other way around it. I thought it'd be $200 million for sure. It's not. I don't believe in the hometown discount, but I do think he didn't take the max. You know, I think the max was like $200 million. And Brad Holmes, I credit him. He's Yoda. He's a Jedi Master. By the way, he's extending this contract. Hutch still has to play out the next 2 years of his rookie deal before this even kicks in. This is how Brad Holmes is able to keep doing this. He's a master.
I think the other thing Brad Holmes has done is like, okay, look, we value everybody on this team. All right? We don't put one player above everybody else. Like, yes, you could have set the market, but you didn't. Thank you. Penei Sewell could have set the market, but you know what? He's where he's at. And you know, other guys are close to it, but they're not there. And it's speaking of the aggregate of this team. Everybody is playing their role. And yes, they're getting paid differently, but they're not singling one guy out and saying, well, he's got to get paid because he's the star. You're all stars. They're all getting paid, and they're still going to get paid. And they're going to pay these guys in the offseason when it comes to, you know, the second round picks of Brian Branch and Sam Laporta. And when they're going to have to give an extension to Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell, that'll happen as well.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Dylan, in Commerce. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dylan?
Yeah, hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah. I just heard you guys earlier about the Michigan State thing. It just feels a little lazy, if that's, you know, an honest opinion of a lot of people. And it just, it doesn't really seem like that would be a good reason or a valid reason for a lot of fans. To me, it's mostly the contract. I'm not saying it's a bad contract, but Holmes is paying a lot of guys, and you know, you can't pay everyone. And also, winning teams don't just come from homegrown guys. So I think that's where a little bit of the discontent comes from. I'm not saying it's Hutch, but it's the overall theme that Holmes has set among the team of basically just our guys.
Do you think they shouldn't have given the extension?
I just said I didn't think that. I think it's not about Hutch. It's about some of the other guys and the theme that he set. I think Hutch is worth it. I also think some of the discontent could be where people think it's easier to replace an edge rusher than certain other positions. So, you know, I've heard the theme before, edge rushers, you know, like are a dime a dozen. Like you can just pick a rookie, come on and make instant impact, versus with quarterback, it's a little different.
Ooh,
what? I'm not saying I agree.
I don't think I've heard anybody say that they're a dime a dozen. You can just pick one up in the draft. I think you always try to get the guy, and you struggle because there aren't that many guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
in
app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I would say you can find a lot more edge rushers that come in as rookies and make instant impacts their younger years than versus you watch quarterbacks do it. I mean, you watch guys come in, instant impact, and then they might not be good long-term, but you see it all the time. Rookies, young guys come in, and then
double-digit sack totals?
No, impact. All the time.
I guess you have to define impact. I mean,
all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, I would disagree.
I think it takes an edge rusher a little bit. Some guys hit the ground running, but
if that's common knowledge, it's not common to us. I would think that you and I are in lockstep on that one. Tom in Rochester, you're next. Hi, Tom.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So back to the Michigan State fan and not one Hutch sign with the Lions. You guys saying that maybe it's Michigan State fans calling it. I can assure you, I'm a biggest Michigan State fan there is. So is my son. My son's a senior at Michigan State. He has a Hutch Lions Hutch jersey. I have a Spielman jersey signed. No, coming from Ohio State.
Yeah, Tom. When I said that, it doesn't paint the brush on every Spartan fan. I'm a Spartan as well.
And I don't think
it paints the brush. I think that because I think also that people that may not like this the situation today with the Hutchinson signing, or they wanted to prove it longer, or whatever it is. I think those people are incredibly in the minority. I think it's a very small group, but they're vocal. They're calling in about it, but I think it's probably less than 10% of Lions fans out there are upset with this.
Yes, I believe it's the ones that are calling in complaining about the Hutch signing are the same ones that called in a couple weeks ago right before game 4 of the Tigers and Mariners and were complaining and were pissed off that the Tigers were – in the playoffs. I think there's just people out there that just love to complain, and if they're not complaining, they're not happy. They're the same people that could be in the Caribbean with a drink in their hand, not a cloud in the sky, and then they get up off their chair and complain that the sand is too hot. You've got those kind of people.
They might have a complaint today with the hurricane going through there, but yes, understand.
Gator, I'm a big fan of data.
Data.
Yeah, I think applicable data.
You like to take that for data.
So I'm going to provide some data. If you do not like this contract, we'll delve into an apples-to-apples comparison with Aiden Hutchinson and the best in the league. We will get to that today at 102. Plus more of your phone calls and feedback. Hutch, a new deal, 4 years, $180 million, locked up by the Lions. 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.